No Child Left Behind is getting left behind. Tomorrow, the U.S. Senate will vote on and probably pass a new education law that aims to give state and local governments more power over public schools. The new bill is known as the Every Student Succeeds Act, and a lead architect is Washington Senator Patty Murray. Welcome, Senator.
Well, nice to talk to you.
And nice to talk to you, too. The No Child Left Behind was passed with a lot of support under George W. Bush. Why is Every Student Succeeds better than No Child Left Behind?
Well, the No Child Left Behind law became a law that was so overburdening with high-stakes testing, one-size-fits-all response for schools who didn't meet the requirements of it, that it became a law that was simply given waivers from the Federal Education Department, so states didn't have to meet them. And then states like ours lost our waiver, and we lost our flexibility with federal funding, and parents got letters saying their schools were failing. This was a law that wasn't helping education for anybody. And I've heard that from students and parents and teachers. And so I set to work this year to work with Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, to come up with a bipartisan way to fix it.
Yes, you just to bring listeners up to speed, Washington State was one of those states that refused to tie standardized test results to teacher evaluations. So what is going to be new about standardized testing in this new law?
Well, we still have federal guardrails in place that requires schools to know how their students are doing, all their students are doing. But instead of having a one-size-fits-all response to it, it allows local school districts and states to determine ways to make sure that their kids achieve, and they have to be evidence-based. So we're putting the onus on local school districts who know their students the best and their communities the best to reach the goals of making sure all of our students are learning. But we know that a letter home to parents that your school is failing doesn't allow any child to work better. So we really are reducing the reliance on these very stressful high-stakes testing and allow students to spend less time on test prep and more on learning. And I think it's going to be a very good step forward.
Should test results be part of how schools evaluate teachers?
Well, I believe that we do need to know how our students are learning. We don't want kids graduating from high school with a diploma that means nothing. But we do have to make sure that as we know how they are doing, that we don't have such horrendous consequences to that, that all we do is force our schools to test and test and test to make sure their kids can pass tests. That is not helping anyone, and the over-focus really put us, I believe, in a bad place in making sure that our kids are learning. So we still are going to ask schools how their students are doing, but if students aren't meeting goals, then we're asking the schools to step back and say, what can we do? What is happening here? How do we make a difference in making sure our students are learning?
One more question about the new federal education bill with Washington's U.S. Senator Patty Murray. So you talked about returning more power to state and local governments, but how is that fair to students in a state or local place where school standards are lower, or there's less funding, or there's less opportunity?
Well, that's always been a problem with No Child Left Behind as well. But what we do in our bill is that schools have to know how their students are doing. Parents get to know how their schools are doing. But the consequences of that are much different in the new law that we are passing, allowing schools and parents and the people who care most about the students in their district to evaluate and make a determination about what to do about that. And I think that will allow us to learn a lot about how we can make sure our students are learning better and go from there. And, Bill, I do want to say one other thing about this law. I have worked very hard since we started working on this to include, for the first time ever, early childhood education as part of our federal education law. And I am very proud that in this final bill we do have a new program to begin to make sure our states are growing and creating early learning possibilities for the students in their state.
And one more thing, Senator Murray, you mentioned working with the Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander on this. I'm wondering, what are your Republican colleagues in D.C. saying about Donald Trump wanting to ban Muslims from coming to the United States?
I think there is overwhelming bipartisan feeling of appall that that any presidential candidate or anyone would make statements like Donald Trump is. We are a country of religious freedom, and we respect all religions. And I think that most people here that I'm talking to, doesn't matter which side of the aisle, really feel he went way overboard. And I would also add this. The one thing we have learned in this country time and time again, and I recently remember it after 9/11, is that we should never act out of fear when it comes to making sure that our country is secure in the future. We need to take every step to make sure that our citizens are safe. It is a very tough world out there. We cannot step back and ignore it. But to create fear and to use that fear to attack other people for religious reasons is just not, should not be allowed in this country.
You've been listening to your United States Senator, Patty Murray, joining us live on KUOW. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.